Next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. Nebraska visits Purdue on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions. Thank
you. It goes now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from David Evans, The Athletic.
Mike, over the course of your career as a head coach, have you noticed a difference in your team coming off of a bye week just in terms of peer results?
Oh, boy. I wish I had that stat. I should know something as long as I've been doing it, but I'm not exactly sure what our average is coming out of it. You know, most of the time, I think you always do that. You think they might be timely. Sometimes you wish you didn't have one if you're going good, but this was good for us. That's all I can say.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, I forgot to ask this yesterday. You guys have been pretty hot and cold with running back and wide receiver screens of the last, year. And
yeah.
I'm curious, why have you guys been why have you guys been inconsistent there specifically this season?
Are you still there? I've lost you a little bit.
Yeah, why have you guys been inconsistent, especially this season?
You know, I think that screens, Sam, take a lot of interpretation by the line. You know, it starts with the line has to be they have to be good actors. The worst people to defend screens are defensive linemen that read it. And so we've got to do a better job of not letting those guys know in the correct time that it is a screen pass and they're not really trying to block them. So we've got to do a better job of that, and then basically getting out and making that first block. It usually takes one block once you get to the second level to really spring a screen pass. And we're not making the block, and a lot of times we're not doing a good job up front. I hate to say it, it's still a work in progress. We hit one nicely in the last game. It was like a breath of fresh air. And
right.
Yeah, remember that one? It was pretty well done. And
it would
be great to have that as part of our game.
With your wide receiver screens, have you guys just struggled to block on the perimeter and like man guys up and make the plays out there?
Yeah, there's two different kinds. You know, one of them is a wide receiver screen that involves linemen coming out. The other one just involves receivers blocking. Our blocking angles haven't been great, and so just initially the get off from there to gain yards has not been good. And the wide receiver screens that are involving linemen, you know, again, that kind of has the same problem up front. If you don't do a good job of acting and then positioning on the first defender, then it doesn't get off, and that's where our problem's been.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Stacey Clarity, Golden Black.
Hey, Coach, where have you seen Tanner Lee improve in the last 3 games or so?
Well, I think first, Stacey, it's probably he's taken better care of the football. We haven't had as many turnovers. We're that's probably our biggest issue this year offensively has been turnovers in general. And so he's taken better care of the football, and we've protected him a little better. When we tend to do that, he can be effective, and it's not like any other quarterback, I suppose, but we've done a little better job at protection, and he's making better decisions with the ball.
Then when you look at Purdue's defense, obviously it's been a defense that's been pretty opportunistic in terms of, you know, creating turnovers. What challenges, then, does going against this kind of defense present for you guys?
You know, I think it's for us it's just amping up the things I just said. You've got to be very aware of protections against Purdue. They they're timely in their blitzing, and so you've got to be sharp in your blitz pickup. That will be big in the protection end of it, and then, you know, then with that, the routes and the quarterback have to be in sync, and so he's got to make good choices according to the coverage that he sees.
Thanks so much, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, I know you guys are busy with a lot of different things, but you get to vote in the coaches' poll every week. How much care or time do you put into that?
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, we together have a good discussion about it, but it's one of those things I struggle with the time, and I have good input, and I have my own thoughts, so we try to mesh those, and I think it's a great thing, and just like everything, we wish we had more time to put in it and really research it.
So would you care if it went, like if it went away, if that wasn't a responsibility you had, or do you like having that included each week?
Oh, I appreciate being asked, and I have a difficult time saying no, but frankly, I don't think I would miss it if I didn't do it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Mike, how are you?
Good. Good, thank you. What's up?
Just wanted to ask you about your defense this year. Kind of, what is the progression on that, and how's that been for you this year?
Well, you know, I think that we have a really – I'm excited about our defensive work by our coaches and our team. I think that our defense was noticeably growing prior to Wisconsin and Ohio State. And, you know, I think that we actually played a lot of good defense up to the third quarter almost. We had one horrific big play against us late in the first half against Wisconsin, but we played a lot of good defense there. So I've seen growth, but the last two games, probably publicly, fans, people watching, haven't seen it. But I think that there's been good growth within our team there.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Casey. Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Very good. Thanks.